Yes, hello. Welcome to the Drive Time Pod. It's a show where I, bad Jeff Goldblum, get to talk about whatever the hell I want. And my name's actually Jeff Maximus Pariah.
Take two. Just kidding.
No.
Hi,
no, absolutely
Corey.
Not.
I'm sorry. I'm Sarah. I'm not pretending to be anybody else. Just me.
And this week, we're talking about, what is it, my little goblins?
No.
It's Jurassic Park. And
she's
all
gonna
of the
do
other
this
movies
the whole
I'm
time.
In. No, I'm not. I can't. It's a really bad one. It's so bad.
You just sound like an announcer at a hockey game.
Right?
We're gonna talk about the Jurassic Park franchise.
How exciting.
Ooh, all five movies.
I called it the Jurassic Park universe earlier today.
The JPU.
Yeah. Love it.
The JPCU.
Love
Jurassic
it.
Park Cinematic Universe.
Yep.
Oh gosh. I love that. Oh man, Corey, why? Why are you subjecting us to this?
Because last week in our Harry Potter episode, somebody kept saying life finds a way, and I thought, oh my god, this is my chance to talk about one of my favorite movie franchises.
Like, can you explain what that is? Because life finds a way means nothing to me.
Have you never seen Jurassic Park?
I mean, I have, like, once.
It's the iconic Jeff Goldblum line.
Oh, yeah.
He says it multiple times in the film.
Gotcha. Okay, I definitely have never seen it enough for it to be like a
it's
thing
iconic.
That I would recognize.
Iconic. If I may,
well,
at some point I'm going to talk about this, but please make sure that I bring it up when I went to go see Jurassic Park live in concert. It was fabulous. But okay. Everybody, ladies, and I guess other people. What are we drinking? I'm drinking peppermint tea.
Ooh.
To soothe my aching tum-tums.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Peppermint tea gives me a headache.
That sucks. It's so delicious.
I have one of these boozily sparkling waters. This one is a strawberry coconut. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty gross. Might not finish it.
Is this the same? Is
yes.
The mm-hmm. same one as
a crisp, here? Refreshing, pristine.
Yeah.
Colorado,
yes.
Pristine.
You haven't finished the box, or this is a new box?
No,
I
this
would
is
have thought
by
box. Now you'd have finished the box. You loved them so much.
I've got
and
three.
Alcoholism.
I've got three. Rude. It's.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I love you.
I didn't. Whatever. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you, but like, rude. It's the same box. It's
okay.
Just the end of the box.
So it's the flavors we didn't like.
Correct.
Gotcha.
But excellent. I'm not going to throw them away. I'm still
no.
going to drink them.
Of course.
Like,
Mama
duh.
Didn't raise no bitch. You're going to drink the flavors that are gross.
Uh-huh.
Got
uh-huh.
it.
Yep. Correct.
I'm drinking a root beer.
Ooh, oh, sick. Nice.
I am a
nice.
Child.
Let me tell you, my favorite order at Chipotle is the like three soft tacos with the really really hot sauce and a root beer. It's like magic. So
with the really really hot sauce,
mm-hmm. Yeah, you
there's
get like,
a really
the...
really hot sauce.
Yes,
at Chipotle.
At Chipotle.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes,
I don't know mm-hmm. how like on the scale of hot, not Coloradan hot, but like. Normal people hot, how does that rank?
Most white people don't eat it.
Okay.
I don't know how it ranks. I mean, I'm sure somebody from Mexico would laugh at me.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean it like makes your nose run a little, you know.
Okay. Oh, okay. Does it make your lips tingle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit.
All right. Does it make you sweat?
It doesn't make me sweat. My mom would be having like cardiac arrest. So,
well,
you
duh.
Know.
Like, all of I don't know about your parents, but my parents would probably die. My parents raised me to believe that mayonnaise was spicy.
Oh, like, oh my!
You know?
Oh.
I'm kidding, but like
but kind of not really. I'm kidding. I, no joke, saw someone cry. They thought an Italian sub was spicy.
What?
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. You take that back. That can't be true.
Were they from Ohio?
They were from Brazil.
Oh.
No.
Because, fun fact, Brazil doesn't do spicy. They do savory.
Yeah. Brazilian meats, man. That shit is salty as fuck and so delicious, but it will wreck your butt.
They have there's some sort of melted chocolate thing that they would make.
Oh, the girls. Brigadeiro?
I think so. Something like that. The girls would make it for their period and they just sit there and eat a bowl of chocolate. Oh, I mean, it's more than just chocolate, but it was so good.
It's basically like chocolate ganache heart, like with
like condensed milk or something like that.
Yeah. That's the jam. Okay. I should have gotten that this weekend.
You really should have.
But all I didn't know. I didn't know I was about to bleed. Anyway, can we get this started?
Yes.
Corey, tell us what we're talking about.
Five Jurassic Parks. So the first question is, how many of the Jurassic Park movies have you seen?
Well, Corey's seen them all because
so many times. So I can't count how many times. Cool. I can tell you which ones I've seen more than others.
Let's see. I've seen, of course, the original Jurassic Park many, many times. I saw Jurassic World.
With okay.
With
Chris Pratt.
Keeping. The 2015, yep.
The worst of the Chris's. and then I've seen, like, bits and pieces of The Lost World. And I've seen bits and pieces of Jurassic Park 3, right? Because it's Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park, Lost World,
Jurassic 3, Park 3.
World, Edge of Extinction?
Fallen Kingdom.
Fallen Kingdom. Close Edge of enough, Extinction man. Is that a Transformers movie?
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
You know, that's a Transformers movie. I don't see a difference. It's like when they show the same picture. They're the same picture. They're the same thing.
Listen. So I've seen like 2.5. Let's go with 2.5 and call it.
Perfect. Perfect. Sarah?
Wait a minute. Is Fallen Kingdom the one?
It just came out in 2018.
Is it the one with the little child?
They all have children.
No. Where it's like.
Oh, like. So sorry. We're going to spoil all these movies. So if you
forgot.
If you haven't seen, especially the newer ones, like we're just going to talk about them as we usually do. So spoiler alert now.
Yeah, for sure. But it's the one where she like releases the dino.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Is that Fallen Kingdom?
Yes.
So I have seen Fallen Kingdom. Great.
Great.
Cool. So wonderful. Three and a half.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Love it.
I have seen a confirmed 3. Possibility of a fourth. So I've seen Jurassic Park once, probably. The reason for this is because it wasn't around when it came out, like when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
Because my parents knew I'd get scared, probably. Yes. I don't know. So I didn't see it until I was a teenager, college, possibly. I don't remember. I've seen Jurassic Park 3 multiple at least twice because for some reason my brothers had that on DVD.
Love it.
Watch it all the time. Good. I just remember it's like, okay, hot guy from Mansfield Park is in this one.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Correct.
who is that? Which one is this?
It's Jurassic Park 3 has Alessandro Nivola. I can always tie things back to my nerd
it's a Jane
Austen.
Fair enough. So,
anyways, he plays Henry Crawford in Mansfield Park, the one that's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then I saw Jurassic World when it came out and was like, okay, I've seen it once, probably. And then refused to see the next one, Fallen Kingdom. There's a slight possibility that I saw Jurassic Park 2. It was so impactful. I don't remember if I've seen it or not.
But Jeff Goldblum has a daughter.
Because here's it's what so I great. Tend to do. Yeah. I like to watch things in order. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we've ever talked about this before. Like, my parents will be watching a show and they're like, you want to watch it with me? And I'm like, well, what episode are you on? 3? No, thank you. Like, I don't care. I need to start it from the beginning. So I probably compulsively wanted to watch Jurassic Park from the beginning because I started with 3. And so I probably watched 2, but I don't remember. That was that rambly yeah. story.
No, that it, you're welcome. It's legit. So, great. I'm the most versed, which is what I kind of thought would happen. But
is this the first time that's happened? Where you're the expert?
Probably.
Wow. I'm
usually not. Yeah.
I feel like,
look at
I feel
oh,
like
no.
there was one more.
Well,
there was
you
another
read the
one
book
where
for
Mariah
the host.
And I were like, we're just here for the ride.
Oh, that was for sure the host.
Oh, no, because I've read the book and Corey hasn't.
Oh, that's where I was here for the ride.
Oh, I was along for the ride for Hosier. That's what it was. I was like, I don't know what's going on. I'm just here. Okay. I'm excited for you, Corey. This is fun.
This is a
wow.
Yeah.
She's an expert. Our little girl's all grown up.
Oh, my God.
You're going like to how all of the things the old, about a film trilogy thing.
She's the oldest of the three of us, but our little girl's all grown up.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Can we just... Am I the youngest out of us?
Yeah, you're the yes. baby.
You're the baby.
And it shows.
Wow.
Whoa.
Shots fired.
Sorry, I've had an excess
I
of
have,
sugar.
I have never in my life been accused of having youngest child energy, and I... hate it.
Yeah, because that's one thing we've never talked about. All three of us are the oldest.
Yep.
So it works out well.
Listen, this is garbage.
This is garbage. Okay, wait. Are you ready? Here's the next question.
Yes.
When did you first see Jurassic Park or any of them? Like, whichever one you saw first, what was the first one? When did you see it?
Well, ladies, I would like to just really quickly. I have maybe only seen these movies a couple of times. However, I've been on Jurassic Park, the ride, a billion and a half times.
It is a great ride.
Right?
Fabulous ride. I was actually, I went on it when it first like opened in like 95 at Universal Studios. That was the first time I'd ever had to deal with it, Jurassic Park, that I remember. However, I think I did watch it in the theaters. And I put my head in between the seats.
I was going to say, you would have been like 2. It came out in 93.
Yeah. So like my parents were like trying to go. They went to go see Jurassic Park.
Oh my gosh.
Explains.
Why is this not surprising for Joel and Julie? Like, this is a thing. Like, we're going to take Mariah.
Because they've been like, I think it was also like their last hurrah before my brother was born. You know, kind of situation.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Whenever the, you know, I don't know. I don't remember. And also, I don't. Okay, so it was either that, like it came when it first came out, we went to theaters, or when it was re-released in theaters when I was a little bit older.
Oh.
Which sounds more appropriate, like at the re-release, you know? But still, I was like 5 or 6 when I watched it
My
the
gosh.
First time. And I was terrified of everything. And I was like, this sucks. Which is why I'm like, even to this day, I'm not like the craziest fan of horror movies. Like, I kind of hate them. I'm not as bad as you, weenies.
This is not a horror movie.
It's very scary.
Okay, fine.
The dinosaurs were scary.
I mean, yes, but it's not a horror movie.
Right. It is. The
it's
horror
a monster
is the human.
Movie.
It's the horror is humans. Nature and greed, that is the horror story.
Not wrong.
Anyway, So I think the first time that I truly like remember watching it and enjoying it, I was probably like 11 or 12. But it's kind of like, you know, Star Wars and The Princess Bride. I've just like always watched them. Like I always have known about Jurassic Park. It's always been there.
Yeah.
You know, like, but it's only ever been Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
I haven't watched I didn't watch any of the other ones until, you know,
yeah.
Jurassic
yeah,
World. Yeah. So.
Fair. Sarah?
So I'm pretty certain I watched Jurassic Park 3 first, and that was when I was in high school or college. I don't remember. It would have been like the very beginning of college when I would come home and my brothers were watching it, or it was when I still lived at home, but I can't remember.
Yeah. It's totally fair. The first thing I ever saw was the ride at Universal Studios. In 2010. Nice. My brother, we went out to LA for my brother's high school graduation, which is age my brother. And we rode that ride. I think we rode it like 2 or 3 times because there wasn't a super long line and it was really fun. I just remember it was definitely on the list of movies where like I think my mom and dad probably saw it and went, our child will never sleep again if she sees this. So no, this will not be watched. But I actually didn't see Jurassic Park until Jurassic World came out. And my brother and I were going to go see it. And he was like, we definitely need to watch like at least the first one before we go see the fourth one. And I was like, okay.
Fair enough.
So there we had like a Jurassic Park weekend. But I just remember like being, it was like way more fun and way less scary than I thought it was going to be. Even as an adult, I was like, oh my gosh, it's going to be like really tense and terrifying. And yes, there are moments that are scary, but it was way more enjoyable than I thought. And then I actually really love Jurassic World, but it's deeply problematic. And we'll get into that later.
I barely remember Jurassic World.
I can talk about it for a year.
I mean, I remember some of the problematic things because it's why I refused to watch Fallen Kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah. To be fair, Fallen Kingdom then tried to backpedal real hard and fix the problematic things. It's arguable if they did, but, you know.
If they were successful with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So, but this is like, really, I also wanted to know, did you guys love dinosaurs as a kid?
Like, no.
Okay.
I didn't really care about dinosaurs.
I mean, I liked them fine.
Yeah, I did, you know.
I mean, my primary, like, I remember watching, I was there for, like, the dinosaurs, but also, like, other things. I loved Land Before Time.
Yes.
But wasn't allowed to watch it because they were rude or they didn't have parents or something.
No.
Some sort of bullshit answer. Like, weird.
Wait. Let's unpack that really quickly. You weren't allowed to watch an animated movie about dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Because they were rude or they didn't have parents? They were orphans? What did your parents have against orphans? Did they not let you watch Annie either?
No, we could watch Annie. I don't remember the specifics. But it was like, it was that. I also wasn't allowed to watch Rugrats because they were rude to their parents.
Oh, same, actually.
But they didn't talk to their parents. They're babies.
Don't question the logic. There isn't any. I'm just repeating what I was told.
Oh my god.
Okay. But I did. I loved Land Before Time. I hated that Sarah's name was spelled incorrectly, but I still loved her.
Oh, isn't it S-E-R-A
because Triceratops.
Triceratops.
It made sense, but it was spelled wrong.
I was today years old when I learned that.
I know. So like I understood the reasoning behind why Sarah was spelled wrong. I still hated it. Loved Ducky. My sister Kelly to this day loves to pull out the sob story about the actress who played Ducky. So like I liked that. I also loved Dinotopia, which is
Dinotopia was the shit.
animated TV movie with Wentworth Miller. If you haven't watched it,
is he like little baby?
It was 2002, so he was really young. It was before Prison Break.
Prison Break.
I just remember him coming on for Prison Break, and I was like, oh, look, it's the guy from Dinotopia.
Same.
Yay!
And people are like, what the fuck is Dinotopia? And I'm like, what? Guys,
we watched it like 100 times.
Like, if you want to watch it.
My cousins were really into Dinotopia and The Land Before Time, and I was like, nah. Nah. I would very much rather watch Mary-Kate and Ashley Adventures. Thank you.
Those are amazing.
Thank you.
See, I love those.
Keep that. Ugh, I could not.
What do you mean? Give me detectives and children.
Why do I feel like I'm straddling the line between my parents right now? It's okay, guys. We can both love dinosaurs and Mary-Kate and Ashley. It's okay. Listen, I loved the dinosaur movies for the history because I'm a nerd and less about the fact that they're dinosaurs. I liked everything else.
Oh my gosh. Fine. Well, I'm here to tell you that my dad read us this book that was written in like the 50s called The Shy Stegosaurus.
Cute.
And it's all about, it's like a chapter book. But it's like a little kid chapter book, you know, so we were very excited. Oh. There were some pictures.
I had a children's chapter book about dinosaurs I loved.
Yes. But this was about a little boy in Colorado who goes hiking up into the mountains. Well, because you know the first Stegosaurus was found in Colorado.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Today I learned.
Yes. So it was based on that fact that they had found these bones. I'm pretty sure it was Colorado. Now I'm really worried that it was Wyoming and we're going to get checked, but I'm pretty sure it was Colorado.
We don't have enough listeners for that.
It's fine. True.
Sarah,
it's true.
Checks.
It's fine. Thank you.
Stegosaurus or dinosaur?
Dinosaur, not dinosaur. Montana.
Yeah, no. Stegosaurus specifically was found in Colorado. So this little boy goes up hiking into like the canyon lands and he runs into a Stegosaurus. That's still alive to this day. And they have little adventures together. And it's really cute. But my dad would read us that book. And then when I got to be, you know, a big kid in third grade, we would go to the school library. And they had all these, like, short books. But there was, like, 100 of them on, like, every single dinosaur. And I read all of them.
Whoa.
So
loved it.
You are correct. Sarah, the fact checker.
Thank you.
It was north of Morrison, Colorado.
Yep.
Yeah. I actually did a diorama of a Stegosaurus in elementary school. Wow, I forgot about that.
It's our state dinosaur. Yes, we have a state dinosaur.
I mean, I did it when I lived in California, but...
yeah. So, I have been primed to love Jurassic Park since I was, like, 3. It took me a while to get to it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. I mean, I like Jurassic Park for, let's be real, Jeff Goldblum.
Okay. So let's.
And Dr. Ian Malcolm. God.
Yes.
If ever that was a prototype for my type of man. Holy shit.
And really.
Tall. Dark, lanky, and weird.
He walked.
Weird looking.
He walked his own runway because he walked in Jurassic Park so that he could run in Thor Ragnarok.
That's fucking true.
That's fantastic.
Oh, because his character in Thor Ragnarok, which we should talk about by the way, because it's a great movie, but
it's so good.
His character in that movie is just a crazier version of Dr. Malcolm.
Oh, so good. Right? If I may, though, just to really quickly bring it back to first times being, you know, yeah. Jurassic Park and all that shit.
Absolutely.
One of the reasons that I think, watched Jurassic Park all the way through for the first time is because my brother, that was the first and only, from what I could tell, book that he read on his own volition in his life.
Yay, brother.
Yay.
Nice.
Yeah, so he's not a reader. He's not into that. But he, when he was like, so I probably watched, so I have, that probably makes my first time really watching it all the way through a little bit older, because he read that through that book when he was in 12th, in 7th grade. And he actually made it through the whole book. And then after we watched, he read the book, we got to watch the movie. And I was probably 15.
That's, yeah. And there are, there's a, there's, I don't know how many books, I'm not going to lie. There's like at least three.
Yeah, I think there's only three. But the first book, they took half of the, that book's story and like all of that plot and put it in Jurassic Park. And they put the other half in the Lost World. That's what my brother told me.
Great. Because, yeah, I never read the Jurassic Park books or anything.
But... by Michael Crichton, in case y'all are wondering.
Yes. Crichton. My brother, I think he owns all three and has also read them, but or he owns a lot of them, however. So let's go through the movies. Let's talk about them. So I'm going to talk about really quick. Here are the movies. Jurassic Park, the first one, came out in 1993, and it is based on Isla? How do they say that?
Isla.
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 It's Spanish.
Nublar. And then the second one is The Lost World Jurassic Park, came out in 1997, and that is on the second island, Isla Sorna. And then the third movie is just called Jurassic Park 3, and it came out in 2001, also on Isla Sorna. Yeah, whatever. The fourth movie, Jurassic World, came out in 2015, and that's on back on Isla Nublar. And Jurassic World, sorry, the fifth movie is Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. That came out in 2018, and that is also on Isla Nublar. And then there is a sixth movie in pre-production with
Dominion.
What is it called? Dominion?
I think so. I just looked
okay.
Up. Listen. I'll double check.
I didn't look in 2022. Because I'm a little bit over Chris Pratt, which we'll get into. But
yeah,
that one is supposed Dominion, to come out. Is it now 2022? Okay. It was originally 2021, but COVID. Hello, COVID.
And you can't put together a production like that without like thousands of people on set.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. So the first movie, I wrote you guys beautiful plot breakdowns. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. I am born ready.
And then we'll talk about, so the first one was dinosaurs. What a great, oh no, bad idea, bad idea. Who knew making everything electronic would be horrible? Retreat.
I did.
Also Jeff Goldblum. Because it's true. So this movie, when I saw Jurassic Park, because I saw this and then I went and saw Jurassic World right after. Jurassic Park is such a feminist movie with like these really weird undertones of like absolute sexism about a man not wanting children. But basically, it's super feminist. Like the very first scene of all these scientists at this dig in Montana, I think it was in Montana, mm-hmm. there's not just one like token female who shows up, Laura Dern, mm-hmm. but there are like seven, and it's just a big mixed bag of university students who are studying archaeology / paleontology. It's like this whole thing, but so it's just like really cool. So as getting to see that, and I think especially if you saw these movies when you were younger, like that would just be a really cool way to get into STEM. You'd be like, look at, I could be Laura Dern. She like knows everything about plants and plant toxicology in dinosaurs.
She's a paleobotanist, Dr. Ellie Sattler.
Yes. It's so great. And like, so the whole movie, the only part that's really bizarre is that she's in love with what's his name. Listen, I've seen these movies so many times and I don't know
Dr.
people's names.
Dr. Grant?
Thank you.
Sam Neill?
And
Sam fucking Neill?
I'm not the names person, you guys.
My
are.
Favorite oh Kiwi?
Yes, your favorite Kiwi.
I know him as Merlin.
He, yes, correct. As you should. he doesn't want kids. Like, they're obviously, like, very together. And she's like, every time something with kids happens, she's like, see? Wink, wink, hint, hint. They're fun. And he's like, fuck no. And so then, of course, on the island, when they finally get around the dinosaurs, he gets stranded with two kids.
That's incredible.
And has to, like, get them out of the park. And he ends up loving kids by the end. And they're so smart.
Those kids.
But the thing is, I even like the kids because the girl, they at first you're like, what is happening? Like, her brother is the one obsessed with dinosaurs and she just seems very like, whatever, I'm just here to like be here. And I was like, oh great, this is going to be like a stereotypical like, oh, the girl doesn't like dinosaurs. No, she is an early 1990s computer hacker.
Oh, so good.
And it's
the Solaris system. I know the system.
Yeah.
And oh, she, my like, God.
Ends up saving them at one point at the end from velociraptors. So, like, this movie is, it's so good. And the jump scares are, like, perfect.
Oh, my God. And Jurassic Park is such a perfect thriller, honestly.
Yes. Yeah. I agree with thriller more than horror.
Yeah.
It's because so also, good. Like, the animatronics that they use, like, part of why it ages super, because I just watched all these movies, and that one, more so than even, like, the second and third one, ages super well, because, like, the Tyrannosaurus Rex and the Velociraptors were animatronic.
They're real.
Instead of, like, a weird dummy or, like, makeup or CGI even, because CGI can age really terribly. But so they still look like really real.
Honestly, like Jurassic Park for coming out 27 years ago. Jesus Christ, I'm old.
Yeah, I was gonna say no.
For coming out 27 years ago, some of the special effects in that movie have aged so well, even the CGI. Because, I mean, we also just don't know what dinosaurs really truly look like. But at the same time, like, it's so real feeling. It's kind of like, you know, The Mummy. It feels real.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
And I wrote down a couple things just about this movie, not all five of them. But while I was, so like, when you first meet Dr. Malcolm, he's like trying to be all sexy and has this deep V and he's talking or whatever, but one guy looks at this, he's like, I bring scientists, you bring a rock star.
Oh, so good. Yes. Okay, can we really quickly talk about what's his name? He's Attenborough, is that what his name
yes.
is?
Richard. Yeah.
It's Sir Richard Attenborough, isn't it?
Yes.
And his brother, Sir David, does all of the nature documentaries.
Like, yes. Which is
so great. But like Richard Attenborough, what a perfect casting for the crazy millionaire, you know? Like,
oh my gosh.
So good.
Like, here's how I'm gonna spend my money.
I'm gonna make a Disneyland for dinosaurs. Incredible.
Dinosaurs.
I always say right. Dinosaurs like that because it's like the funniest thing to me. Like, they first go through, and like through the Jurassic Park like lobby, and there's like a they're going on a tour of the science and the labs and shit, and there's like that weird cartoon where they talk to.
It's the best.
Oh my god, it's so silly. But like the DNA, who Dino DNA, and I'm just like,
yes,
dinosaur. I fucking love that shit. It's my favorite part of the whole movie.
That Dino DNA makes an appearance in Jurassic World.
Does it? Oh, it does.
It does.
Dino DNA.
It does. Yeah, the thing that I like too, just watching this first movie. The science is actually not horrible.
It's not
like good. These movies are always gonna have, well, like, you always have to suspend your disbelief for sure with movies like this, because like, it's not gonna happen. But when you're watching it and they're like, here, what we did is we went through and we found like an amberized mosquito that had eaten out of a dinosaur, and you're like, you know what, that's actually like a legit thing that happens, you're not just throwing words at a screen Big Bang Theory and pretending that they work. Like, it actually like is like, okay, like, we actually have found insects in like amberized like rocks and everything, so fine, that works. Because I feel like as each movie progresses, the science just gets worse and worse, and by the fifth movie they're just like throwing shit at a board. They're like, this is a word, quantum and DNA, we're gonna make DNA.
Let's be real. What? let's just really quickly talk. The big bad in motherfucking Jurassic Park is the T-Rex. But yeah, you can't get much badder than a T-Rex. And so you have to combine the T-Rex with Velociraptors to get the stupidest named thing in the entire world, which is Indominus Rex. Like, I was like, are you fucking kidding me with this? Like, it's an Indominus.
This is so one of the things, like, I appreciate what I like about that movie is they say things, and then like Chris Pratt will go, she goes, well, you should hear a child try to say, you know, megalobudabla, and he's like, well, you should hear you try to say it. Like, yeah. That was dumb. Like, all these science words are fake and they're dumb. And they call themselves out, which I appreciate.
Right.
But back to regular Jurassic Park, do you know who is in this movie?
I mean, everyone.
Like one of his first roles. Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, Sam Jackson. Yeah, I guess Sam Jackson too.
Yeah.
Mariah.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
I'm talking about the child. Little baby. Jurassic Park boyfriend.
Yes. I love it. Sam Jackson. And he's got a pretty decent role. And you're just like, I love this.
Hold on to your butts.
And then I love that you mentioned Disney, because one of the quotes I wrote down was from Mr. Richard Attenborough or whatever, saying, well, Disneyland had issues on its first day.
Yeah, but the Pirates and of the Caribbean didn't try it.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum goes, yeah, but if Pirates of the Caribbean breaks down, the pirates don't eat the tourists.
Oh, what an iconic
and
line.
Then at one point, Richard Attenborough is trying to tell Laura Dern, sorry guys, I'm bad with names, he's like trying to tell her like, oh no, I'll go out and find the children, and she's like, why, you're like old and broken, I'll go do it, and he's like, well, but I should, and she goes, whatever, we can discuss sexism in survival situations when I get back.
Iconic line.
It's a literal line she says. Iconic. And it makes me so happy.
You don't want to hear what's something crazy, though? Back to my boy, Jeff Goldblum, and his sexy injuries.
Yes.
Did you? So here's the thing.
Sexiest of injuries.
So here's the thing. Number one, just some differences between the books and the movies. Number one, Sattler and Grant are not together in the books.
Oh, okay.
Number one. Number two, that's why there's – and so it turns into more of like a survivalist – love triangle situation between Grant and Malcolm. So when Spielberg was originally workshopping the movie and the scripts and stuff, and Michael Crichton was working with him, they sent all these scripts, and they wanted Jeff Goldblum to play Ian Malcolm, right? And then Jeff Goldblum was like, yes, excellent, good, let's do it. But he was like one of a couple of options. And then before the finalized whatever for the cast, Spielberg gives Goldblum a call. It's like, actually, we're going to remove Malcolm from the script. And then Jeff Goldblum has like, no, we're going to have a meeting right now. And so Jeff Goldblum had to have a meeting with Spielberg to convince Spielberg to keep Malcolm in the script.
Oh my gosh. Good, because he's the best part of that movie.
They almost got rid of the best fucking part about Jurassic Park.
All five movies, he's the best part. He's deeply, deeply missed in the second, or in the third and the fourth.
Where he's only in it for like 2 seconds.
He's not even in those.
I know. I know.
It's very sad. Yeah. So then we're just going to read through a couple more quotes and then we can move on to the second mm-hmm. movie. But life finds a way.
Oh my Sarah. God, Sarah, how do you know?
Seen the movie once.
Is in reference to. It's okay. I know. We're just making fun of you. B.D. Wong, is that his name?
Yeah. Okay.
The voice of Shang?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So.
Gay psychologist, Law and Order SVU.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Continue.
It's okay. They're asking them, like, how do you know, how do you control the species population? And he goes, oh, well, it's simple. They're all females. Like, so they just don't breed. And Jeff Goldblum is like, you know, life finds a way. Life will find a way to continue. Life, it's not how
finds a way. Oh my God.
Yeah. And then at one point, you know, the scientist man and the two children are out in the jungles and they find eggs and they're like, oh, something found a way. And he goes, wow, Dr. Malcolm was right. Life finds a way.
Yes. So now that we're back at that line, so back in the before times, one of my favorite things to do was to go see the LA Phil, the LA Los Angeles Philharmonic, for those of us who are not in the know.
Only you are in the know.
Seriously. once a month, basically, the LA Phil does this really cool thing during the summer months where they go to the Hollywood Bowl. And the Hollywood Bowl is this beautiful, huge outdoor theater that's been around for like 80 years or something. And the LA Phil plays the soundtrack to a movie, but they project the movie on screen. Mm. And because we're so, all of the freaking blockbusters are made by Hollywood studios here in LA, that we can get like the master films and project them without the film score. Like, that's like one of the greatest things. I've seen Harry Potter that way. And I've seen the Nightmare Before Christmas and that stuff. But when last summer, we went to go see, me and my roommates, Jurassic Park. And it was hands down one of the greatest film experiences I've ever had in my life. Just like 5,000 people saying all together at once, life finds a way, was incredible. And like, it was just so good. And plus John Williams' music, I feel like people forget that John Williams did the music for Jurassic Park.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so different than almost anything else he's ever done, and mm-hmm. it's incredible. I don't know if he did any of the other movies, but I do know that he did the original. But
if he didn't, they definitely pulled his influence because it's so good. Even in Jurassic World, the music is really good. But then this kind of ties into my next favorite mm-hmm. quote, which is, they were so preoccupied with if they could, they didn't stop to think if they should. Oh. And he's like, yes. And then the final one. So they're sitting in the car and it's Laura Dern, Jeff Goldblum, and Science Man, Grant. And Jeff Goldblum, they're like watching like a dinosaur and they're like, oh no. And he goes, God creates dinosaur. God destroys dinosaur.
God creates man.
Man destroys God. Man creates dinosaurs. And then he looks all like epically, and then Laura Dern just goes, dinosaurs eat man.
Women inherits the earth. Iconic. Iconic.
I love it so much. Okay, we're going to move on to the next movies, but I want to just remember, there are two themes that run rampant through these movies. Mm-hmm. One is adults dying for leaving children or losing children. In fact, the only one that I can remember who didn't die for putting a child in any sort of danger is Jeff Goldblum in the second movie, because he has his daughter with him, but she's snuck onto the park with him and he's constantly trying to save her so he doesn't die. But in the first movie, a lawyer is in the car with the children and he dies. and he gets eaten by a T-Rex for leaving them to hide in a bathroom. In the second movie, this one guy is trying to save all of them from falling off a cliff, but he had to leave the little girl up in this like treetop like observatory thing, so he gets eaten by a T-Rex. In the third movie, this guy takes a kid hang gliding over Isla Sorna, and it's called like Dinosaur, which made me laugh very hard. But he puts this kid in danger, and then they crash onto the island, and so he's dead. He dies. In the fourth movie, Jurassic World, the assistant to Bryce Dallas Howard, she is put in charge of the two nephews. She loses them, and through like a couple different pretty misogynistic things that occur, like, you know, she's like on the phone with somebody, she's like, oh no, he's not having a bachelor party, all of his friends are animals, and like you're like, okay, whatever. She gets like the worst villain death ever by like getting like thrown through the air by these big pterodactyls and then getting like eaten and munched by like these animal, this gigantic like it's not a megalodon. What is, do you remember what it's called? Like a I don't remember. Anyways, it's just giant animal. But so she dies. And then in the fifth movie, the man who creates the child, I only know him as the dad from Babe. I don't remember.
The dad from Babe?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that'll yep, do, pig. That'll do, babe.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, all right.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, he creates his granddaughter. She's the exact clone of her mother because her, which is his daughter, who died. So he gets smothered to death, and then by his evil assistant, and then the evil assistant is gonna do something bad to the child, like just like be her guardian and be horrible. So then he gets eaten by dinosaurs.
So the moral of the story is
children are the most important thing. Offspring are the most important thing, and you will die if you leave them.
Got it.
Mm-hmm,
great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then the second theme,
awesome,
is white people showing up to the equator in inappropriate clothing.
Oh, yes. What a fabulous theme that is.
It literally happens in every single movie. Somebody shows up in completely inappropriate outfits. Like, Bryce Dallas Howard is in, like, skirts and heels running through the forest. And in the very first movie, a lawyer shows up.
Oh, my God.
Up.
He's my favorite. When he shows up in, yeah. like, friggin' Honduras or
he's
whatever.
On, like, this little – it's Costa Rica, yeah, but it's, like, this little – yeah, it's an island off the coast of Costa Rica. He's literally in this little, like, skid boat thing. Like, it's not, like, a big boat.
It's like a raft.
It's like a raft. And there's all these people, and they are in, like, jungle gear. And they are, like, chopping through
and
the forest.
And he's in a fucking three-piece suit. Like, it's with freaking, what's it called? It's like a power suit with, like, the shoulder pads. Mm-hmm. I could not think of the words.
I could not think of the word. Yes. Yeah. It's but it literally happens in like every movie. Somebody shows up in completely inappropriate clothing, and it's always a white person, and it makes me really.
I've got
happy
a question for you, Corey.
Because it's kind of like, yes.
I just had a thought. Sorry to interrupt you.
Okay.
Isn't Vince Vaughn in one of these movies?
He is. He is in the. I think he's in The Lost World. Yeah, he's in the second movie.
Okay, sorry. Continue your point.
Nope, that's it. Just the people, I just like kind of making fun of white people. Like, you're doing something stupid and shitty, so we're also going to put you in stupid clothing.
Ah, yes, good.
All right, let's move on to the second movie, The Lost World. This came out in 1997, and the plot synopsis by Corey is, remember how we decided that dinosaurs were a really bad decision? Well, neither do we. We're going to repeat our previous mistakes like we never made them to begin with. Also, Jeff Goldblum.
Yay, Jeffrey!
Basically, in this movie, for one, in the first movie, Jeff Goldblum was established to have had multiple children with multiple wives. And one of the lines he says is, looking I'm always
for,
looking.
Can I say it? I'm always looking for a yes future ex Mrs. Malcolm. Right? Is that what it is?
Yes!
Iconic. Yes. I'm always looking for a future ex Mrs. Malcolm.
Like, okay, sir. We got your number. I got it.
That's one of those like lines that reveals so much about his character. You know, like, you know, we were talking about Jane Austen books and like, and you know, he was named Eustace Scrubb and he almost deserved it. Like that line describes Ian Malcolm so well. Like helplessly super romantic, super but well. Like so toxic.
And so the second movie, they basically like have found out that there was a second island, that Isla Nublar in the first movie was not the only island, that Isla Nublar was going to be, which I know I'm just saying it wrong, but I apologize for anyone who speaks Spanish. Anyway, but Isla Nublar was going to be like the amusement park, and Isla Sorna is like the science center. And it's where all of like the experiments occur, or where they're just like seeing how dinosaurs live. And they're like, oh, so now we have to go there. And he wants, oh, you know who else is in it? Julianne Moore.
Oh, shut the hell up.
She plays Malcolm Gladwell. Malcolm Gladwell is historian. That is not correct. That's a historian. Malcolm, whatever. She plays his girl, his current girlfriend.
Oh.
Who is also a paleontologist. And her whole theory in life is that T-Rexes actually had paternal and, like, familial bonds.
Is that so she's, like, right?
Chasing T-Rexes around. Yeah, it's really fun. In fact, one of the people who dies at one point helped steal the baby T-Rex.
They from the steal a baby T-Rex?
So, okay, guys, are you ready? For anyone who's seen these movies, I'm sorry now. Basically, the movie starts out, and the old scientist guy is like, hi, Malcolm. So, remember that island you never wanted to go back to again? Cool. Can you go back there? Because I need some help with some science things. And he's like, yeah, no, I'm never going back to dinosaurs. Like, you're an idiot. Also, hi, this is my daughter, and she's hanging out here. And she's black.
Yay, child.
Which we love some POC representation.
Yeah.
And it also proves that while he's a horn dog, he's not a racist.
Listen.
Which I think is what they're trying to say. Anyway.
Fair enough.
He might be a terrible partner, but he's not the worst kind of human. And so the scientist guy goes, well, Malcolm, see, here's the thing. Your girlfriend is already there. And he's like, what? Yeah, she went ahead of you like 4 days ago. She didn't tell you. And he's like, no, she did not. Because she knows I would have said, don't fucking do it.
That's incredible.
And so he and Vince Vaughn and someone else all get basically like airdropped kind of onto the island. With like a satellite radio, and they have to go find Julianne Moore. But so of course, when they were getting airdropped, they had like this big RV, and Malcolm's daughter had snuck onto the RV, and apparently no one does seatbelt checks because they didn't notice that there was like a 12-year-old in the car. So she's on the island.
Of course.
And they're all there, and they're like, okay, cool, well, we're discovering dinosaurs. Juliana looks like she's had some run-ins with the Stegosaurus. That's not cool, but we're all gonna go home now, right? Right. No. InGen, this giant corporation that owns the science centers that the rich dude runs, has all these planes coming in, and they don't know why, and it turns out it's a bunch of rich dumbasses, which, by the way, that's like a third trope thing in these, is that rich people are the worst and deserve to be eaten.
Yes, correct.
Yeah,
just in general, in real life as well.
But they're there to hunt dinosaurs for sport, because why not?
All right,
so now these two groups of people end up fighting. So one of these hunters, sorry, I'm telling you all this, but one of these hunters stole the baby T-Rex to use it as bait so that he could kill a T-Rex. Mm-hmm. But then Julianna Moore was all sad and she saved the baby T-Rex, but the T-Rexes didn't realize she was saving it. It's a whole thing.
It sounds like a whole thing.
It's honestly, though, like, if you haven't seen it or haven't seen it recently, I highly recommend. I think Jurassic Park 2 is just as good as the first one.
Oh, okay.
Are they available to stream anywhere? You have to pay.
You know, I own all of them, so I don't know. I have a little box.
I'm sure that I'm sure that Jurassic Park is on HBO Go. That sounds like a thing. Or HBO Max is it's called now.
Correct.
Right.
Which I do have.
Yeah. Yeah. Vince Vaughn is like really incredible. Because he hasn't hit Pete Vince Vaughn.
He's not. He's still like playing somebody other than Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, he's kind of playing like a scientist who also knows how to shoot people.
Nice.
Which is great and really works out for all of them. And yeah, I don't know. It's just really good. Julianna Moore is really great. Jeff Goldblum is magic. It's a great journey, and I love it. So let's go on to the third movie, which is just Jurassic Park.
And this 3. One has the return of Dr. Grant, right? Correct. Yeah, Sam Neill.
Yes. Yes.
This is the one I think that I've actually seen. At least parts
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I like it. It's fine. My plot synopsis was, how have we survived as a species? No, I mean it. We keep doing shit that has proven time and again to kill us. Or just be a really bad idea. That's it. That's the movie. Bad decisions, and we really will never learn our lesson. Also, we should just eat the rich now.
Nice.
They are the cause of most of our problems.
I agree. So just to be clear, is this the one where they're like, the dinosaurs are like swimming their way to Florida or some shit?
No, that never happens.
Okay, then maybe I am going crazy.
Well, maybe that happens at the end of like Fallen Kingdom.
So we've got some technical difficulties, but we're back. Sarah, we missed you.
Yes. Missed you too.
We did. The one movie you've seen, the second,
yeah,
the most. Okay.
Do so tell us your thoughts, Sarah. Do tell us your thoughts.
Yeah. Like, basically what happens, can I say that really quick?
No, yes, not please. Allowed.
It's going to help jog Sarah's memory.
Yes.
Listen, the movie starts out with these guys, and it's Dinosaur, and they're soaring over Isla Nublar. No, Isla Sorna. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Isla
whatever. Sorna. One of the islands.
Yeah. Well, one's more wild and crazy. Isla Sorna, yes. Because there's, like, raptors just loose on the island.
Excellent.
And then the guys in the boat that is driving the soaring thing get eaten by something. And then they crash. So then it shows, like, 8 weeks later, and it's this couple who you think they're drug dealers at first, the way they're talking, and they're like, we're just going to go to the island and, like, have fun. And also, Dr. Grant, can you come with us? We're just going to soar over the island. And then they crash land, and it turns out they're there to look for their son. And Dr. Grant's like, fuck, why are we here? And then the whole movie is them trying to find the son, finding the son, and then get off the island without getting eaten by raptors.
Is this
Isla
Nublar?
Yes, this is sounding...
Isla Sorna.
Very familiar. Yes, it's Taya Leone and William H. Macy.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Oh, my God. William H. Macy?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And there's a lot of they kind of, like, start going into, like, the whole raptor mindset, and they, like, set a trap. They, like, fake kill one of the guys on their team and use him as bait to try to get the rest of the people out of this tree and whatever. But all that comes into play. Like, they actually use that in Jurassic World and Fallen Kingdom is how smart raptors are because of this movie, in my opinion. But do you remember anything, Sarah, or if you liked it or not?
I remember thinking that Alessandro Nivola is really hot.
Yeah, fair. That's the kid?
No. Billy, I think, was his character's name. I just looked it up because I don't actually remember.
Yes. Yes.
I have to now look. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
He played Billy Brennan.
Yep. So, there our theme of people getting an ending because of the way they treat children, he steals some raptor eggs. And then kind of like falls into this creek slash we think he gets eaten and killed by some pterodactyls. Mm-hmm. But then they give the eggs back to the raptors kind of towards the end of the movie. And then it turns out that he gets saved by like the Marine Corps. So he vaguely got what was coming to him because he messed with someone's children.
Oh, but no.
Then because they fixed it, he lives.
Yeah. Naturally.
That's right. Yeah, he's really hot.
Yeah. I mean, that's the primary memory. And I remember it being entertaining. And then I remember being bothered that I was watching the third in a series first.
That's fair.
Because I have a compulsion.
Yes.
So.
If I may. Uh-huh. If I may.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There, I just found. Oh, where did it go? What? I'm mad. Wait. Jurassic Park 3 created the franchise's worst problem. Jurassic Park 3 ushered in the idea of an evil dinosaur big bad, which the Jurassic World movies also did with Indominus Rex and the Indoraptor.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, Jurassic Park 3 created the franchise's worst problem. The series became glorified monster movies with a new big bad dinosaur. The humans in each film must survive.
Oh yeah, because in the third one they do find so Isla Sorna is the, I think I said this already, it's like kind of the experimental island, and they find before they find the kid, they do find like one of the science labs, and they created something, and it's a enhanced raptor. It's not just a regular raptor.
Why would you enhance a raptor? It's already death on legs. Like, I don't.
Well, because of my theory. Are you ready? Here's my hot take.
Yes.
Is the real moral of the story for all five Jurassic Parks that science in the wrong hands can corrupt, or that the military industrial complex is evil, and why is it both?
This sounds like a prompt for an English class, and I love it.
Yeah, literally every single movie talks about like putting science in the wrong hands is evil, and then there's from basically for the last two movies, definitely Jurassic World and Fallen Kingdom, there's like people are trying to buy dinosaurs to sell or use in a military setting. It's really fun.
That seems
real fucking sketchy.
Real fucking sketchy. Like, we can barely train like dogs to be in military situations. Like, we can, but like it takes a lot.
Right. Yes. Right?
For like, what makes you think you're gonna be able to do that with a prehistoric creature that no one really understands? Like, people are dumb.
Let's talk about it. Jurassic World.
Yes.
So here's my plot synopsis. Mm-hmm. Remember how a lot of people died when we tried to do this amusement park? Neither do we. Now you too can pay to come to an amusement park where women are forced to run in heels and are shamed for being workaholics and not mothers. Look, gasp. Feminism? Who is she? We don't know her anymore. Oh yeah, and also there's like some dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's my one critique of that movie, is that Bryce Dallas Howard is beautiful and wonderful, and she is a great director, fabulous actress, etc., etc. But the fact that the main character is just basically a glorified girl boss, I hate it. And so for those of us who don't know what the girl boss trope is, it is like, you know, it's basically what Kamala Harris is, which is like somebody who has basically forsaken all of the traditional elements of femininity to like succeed in a man's world.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, and they are shown as being bad or evil or incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the movie, she is shown to have like a complete lack of empathy and in for things that are like that have anything to do with like children or whatever. And like she'll continually be like, yeah, sure, they're smart for a dinosaur. And I'm like, right, like she's correct, they are really smart for a dinosaur. They're still not a human. But like then Chris Pratt comes in. And so, as you said, what makes you think you can control animals? Chris Pratt. He imprints on velociraptors from birth, and he's got four of them trained. And
that's sketch as fuck.
It's super fucking sketch. And
he's a mama.
This military guy who wants to weaponize them, and Chris Pratt is telling him, no, you can't, because they're wild animals. And he's like, yeah, but I saw you make them do this, like, formation thing. Can you imagine them in, like, Benghazi or something? And, ugh, it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
Here's the thing. Jurassic World misses its mark in a lot of ways. I still really fucking love this movie.
Listen, we all have our dumb things that we love.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like... at its surface, if you don't look at the problems, which is a little hard, but if you don't look at the problems, it's just a really fun action movie. There's a whole scene where Bryce Dallas Howard has to save them from this horrendous, like, Indominus Rex. And one of her little nephews is like, we need more teeth. And she's like, okay, I'm gonna go get a T-Rex. And she has to fucking go lure a T-Rex out of its cage so that it'll kill the Indominus Rex and not eat them. It's just, like, fun.
It's so stupid. It is, yeah, like...
Yeah.
Oh, it's incredible.
The music is incredible. Chris Pratt isn't bad to look at, but, like, he's not amazing. He's not my favorite character. He has a sidekick who's this French guy who's magic. I love him. He cusses in French all the time, but because it's in French, they don't think they get away with it. He's always like, meh, under his breath and like cussing away. And he's one of the other trainers of the velociraptors.
I don't even remember this character. I'm going to be fucking real.
He's amazing. He's definitely a side character, but he's really great. And I love him a lot. You should watch it again. And there's a lot of nods to the original Jurassic Park. So when her nephews first show up, so the parents have sent their nephews to come visit their aunt, and she runs Jurassic Park. There's like one of the nephews is playing in like the, I don't know, museum-y touch everything.
Wait, is one of the nephews Simon from Love, Simon?
Yes.
Yep, that is correct. He's great.
Okay, things are coming back to me. Okay.
Yeah. But the little DNA strand guy shows up that you see in the very first
dinosaur
movie.
Dino, yeah. DNA,
dino DNA. He's there in the museum area. And, there's just like, there's fun little nods and
little Easter eggs.
Yeah. That leads me into a question, which you guys maybe don't remember, but if there was such a thing as Jurassic World, Jurassic Park, would you go?
Absolutely. Are you kidding? That'd be so sick. I would for sure go.
Like, fair.
I fucking love theme parks. Okay, here's the thing though. Like, I'm not a fan of, you know, SeaWorld. But it seems like there's like a whole lot of land for these animals to thrive, you know?
Yes.
So
my favorite part is there's like a petting zoo.
I would not go into the petting zoo.
Oh, it's great. Little kids can ride on little tiny triceratops, like little horses, you know? And you can like pet little baby brontosauruses or whatever. And like, it's all of the herbivores that are not harmful. And you can just like be around them. That's the part I would go to.
No.
I would not.
I hate
go
petting
to the other
zoos.
Stuff.
I hate the petting zoos at the I don't like the touch pool at the aquarium.
Oh
no, that shit freaks me out. I don't like touching wild animals. I like looking at them though.
Oh, I'm a okay. Well, that's
but
fair.
But like I like if I were to, that's kind of like SeaWorld, you know, like I'll go once.
Yeah.
Just to see it, you know.
Yes.
I'm not like a huge fan of going to SeaWorld. Even though as a teacher, I can technically get in.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of fun ethical forever. Things with that.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm not going to go.
Exactly. Sarah, would you go?
I'd have to do a lot of research first. It was literally my first like thought when you proposed the question. And I'm like, my Enneagram number is going to start showing. But that would be my primary thing. Like, I would have to see like what it actually entailed first. And then probably, like, I'm not, no, but
yeah,
not enthusiastically like yes. I think it could be fascinating.
I mean, the best part is if you go, you might see Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, that
at Margaritaville.
That's why I want to go.
Because he makes an appearance in this movie.
He's the margarita guy.
All these dinosaurs are coming down to like murder people in the tourist spot, and this guy grabs two margaritas and runs.
It's Jimmy Buffett and Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville.
God, the important things in life, man.
Yeah, he has his priorities correct. Yeah.
I fucking love Jimmy Buffett and Margaritaville.
Right?
And it's Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. You can get a margarita flight.
That sounds great.
It's awesome.
Let's put this on our list of things to do when COVID is over.
Seriously.
Love it. All right. We're running long, so let's get to number 5. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. For some reason, we are still alive and repeating our mistakes? I mean, at this point, my therapist would be disappointed, and it takes a lot to disappoint her. Children are still in danger, blah, blah, blah. Jeff Goldblum makes an appearance. Also, there might be some really fun moral ambiguity about creating life and if it's worth living or if you should kill it off and go.
Yeah, that was the best part about Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom was that philosophical question about cloning at the end. I was like, oh shit, they did philosophy just like the first one.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and through most of the movies, at least in 1, 2... Well, I don't know about 3, but 1, 2, 4, and 5, at least one person per movie says something like, these are extinct species, don't have rights. Or extinct species don't have valid concerns, or we can do whatever we want because they don't, like, you know, they're not an endangered species. They don't exist.
We created them in a lab.
But then, like, then somebody else is there to ask, yeah, but now they're here and they're alive, so are they valid? And that's like the big question in this, in the fifth movie. So I don't enjoy the fifth movie as much as I enjoy the other. Well, okay. So if I were to say it, I would watch 1, 2, 4, 5, and then 3 in that order.
Hmm.
I don't love 3 and I don't love 5, but I don't hate it. The premise is that we're back on the original island, Isla Nublar, and the volcano that has been there is going to erupt and all of these animals are going to go extinct. And should we save them? Do they have rights? And that's like how the whole movie begins. And Bryce Dallas Howard is now like working in New York. And the kid who was in Pikachu?
Detective Pikachu. Yeah, Justin.
He's in it. And he plays the best fucking character. He's getting on a plane to go to a dinosaur island and he's muttering to himself, my dad said to get out and meet people. My dad said it would be fine. He said
they said it would be fun, they said. What a great time. What a laugh, they said.
And Chris Pratt is sitting across from him. And he says something to him like, are you scared of the dinosaurs or whatever? And Chris Pratt just has some really like macho man, whatever. And basically this kid goes, yeah, we're not the same kind of people. And then just like hides himself. And is like, I'm not going to talk to you. We're not.
We are. You are sliding into her DMs. I am at home not doing anything. We are not the same.
Yeah, we are. We are not the same. Kind of humans. He has amazing comic relief in this movie. Like, if he wasn't in the movie, it would be massively less fun to watch.
Oh yeah,
because there's a lot of really deep, dark, like they tried to get real, like thriller, almost horror movie in this one, with the genetic stuff. But then at one point, so basically what happens is Bryce Dallas Howard does end up getting to the island to save certain species. And she thinks that it's this really rich guy who was the original doctor's like pal. I don't remember names. I'm so bad at this. I should have written down names.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Hold on. So, who's the original doctor? David Attenborough? Nope.
Oh, yeah. Like, the original guy?
Yeah.
Shit. I don't know. It's David Attenborough.
Yeah. Okay. He had a partner, which is the guy from Babe.
So much retconning happened in this movie. Retroactive continuity for those of us not in the know. Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to look him up. Anyway, Sarah, are you still here?
I am.
Can you look up things for me?
What do you mean?
Who's the guy who plays... There's like an old guy who plays the doctor in this movie. That doesn't help you at all. He's like the main character. I'm not...
Jurassic Fallen Kingdom?
Yes. Why is he not on here?
I don't know why he's not on here.
There he is. Benjamin Lockwood. That's the character's name. It's James Cromwell.
Yeah, James Cromwell.
Thank you.
Whew. Is he also in Game of Thrones?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I feel like everybody's in Game of Thrones.
No, because he's actually American.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't think he is. No.
He's not. He's in Succession.
Don't know what that is.
He's
in Babe.
The Green Mile.
That's where I knew him from.
He's in Never Big Hero it. 6.
Excellent film.
Yeah.
Anyway,
okay,
Fallen
so
Kingdom.
Basically, Benjamin Lockwood, supposedly, so he has this like guy, which is Rafe Spall, or Eli Mills is his name.
A.K.A. The son of Peter Pettigrew.
Yes, correct. Harry Potter. They're like, hey, like, we have created this other island and we want to, we can only get like 7 or 8 species off of Isla Nublar before it explodes. Will you come and help us get these species off of the island? So then they get there and it turns out they just needed Chris Pratt to find Blue, the velociraptor, and they're not there to actually save any dinosaurs. And there's this really sad scene where, like, in theaters I cried, where like the island is blowing up and they have barely gotten on the boat. With all basically just predator animals, like no herbivores or anything. And a giant brontosaurus is walking to them as lava comes down and like destroys everything and envelops the brontosaurus and it like cries and dies. And you're like, what just happened?
You just watched the second extinction event.
Yeah. But so basically it turns out that the young guy who's running Ben Lockwood's estate is just in it for the black market. And so he brings all of the animals to Ben Lockwood's estate, all the animals, all the dinosaurs. And there's this huge, like, black market deal.
Auction, right?
Auction. Yeah. For all these dinosaurs.
This is all coming back to me. Oh, what a.
This reminds me of why I never wanted to watch it.
Yeah. And, you know, B.D. Wong is there again, and he's created yet another horrible monster. But there's also this little granddaughter that's running around, and it turns out that Ben Lockwood, his daughter died, and so he cloned her and created his granddaughter. Which is, like, this whole thing that happens.
That's, like, a whole separate subplot that was, like, for why?
Yeah.
For who?
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah. But so this big auction is happening, and of course there's like all these people and they want these animals for big game, or, you know, to be like, now apparently Russia has a bunch of like velociraptors for like hunting and fighting people. I don't know. It's crazy.
You know, as you do.
Yeah. But the big bad is literally the scariest big bad. What is it called? The
Indoraptor?
Indoraptor. And it takes a velociraptor to kill it, which is great. And then all the bad people get their up and up, come up and thank you. We've been recording for a very long time and I have been talking a lot. Sorry, guys.
You have. You're doing great. Now you know what it's like to be me.
And truthfully, like, they did do the thing. It was, like, almost obnoxious how they tried to make it more feminist. Like, when Bryce Dallas Howard showed up on the island, she was in, like, if you in The Sims clicked island workout gear, you know?
That's what she's in? Yeah. Like, cargo shorts. She had cargo shorts, big old boots.
Yeah, all of it. Yeah. Like, all right. Yeah. It's great. Oh, and then there's a lady who's a vet for dinosaurs, but, you know, she's never seen one, so she has to, like, give a blood transfusion to a velociraptor through a T-Rex. It's, like, a whole thing.
The fuck?
Yeah.
What happened in that movie?
So that's the thing. That's the thing. I don't know that I will go see the sixth movie. Because this movie ends on a note that I do not like or agree with as a Jurassic Park, somebody who likes Jurassic Park. Basically, the whole movie ends with the cloned girl releasing all of the other animals that haven't been taken away yet, all of the dinosaurs that haven't been taken away yet, and they're just loose in the world now. Dinosaurs just now exist, and there's this great Jeff Goldblum. He's, like, sitting in front of, like, you know, the Senate talking to somebody, and he's just like, welcome to the new Jurassic Age, because now we have to live amongst them. We created them, and now we have to live amongst them. And that's how the movie fucking ends. Also, this girl had a mom sort of figure in this nanny, but the bad guy let her go, and so she just gets adopted by Bryce and Chris?
I don't...
Instead of, like, going right. with the nanny who's raised her whole life, like, they just take her with them. It's so weird. It's super weird.
Sounds fucking weird.
But, like, all in all, there's great moments, but I just, like, I don't know that I'm going to go see the sixth movie.
Fair enough. I'm probably not.
Yeah.
I'm just going to rewatch Jurassic Park, you know? And then maybe watch The Lost World, because that sounds fun.
It is really fun. You should definitely do it. Thank you for coming on. I don't have any more questions. Sorry, Sarah. You didn't have, like, a ton to talk about this time.
That is okay. But I feel like my sass was out real high in the beginning, so it compensated for the not talking the whole time.
Yeah. No, that's
fair. That was like a beautiful lecture, Corey.
Thanks.
I was like, wow.
A Jurassic Park amazing. Franchise lecture.
Yeah, that was great. I was like,
it's fine.
I'm just going to sit back and relax and enjoy. Yes.
Sometimes we need that. And it's fine because next week, Mariah and I will be talking so much.
So fucking much.
Yes.
So
much.
But Corey, you have to get onto it. Okay, so
this is what, can I just end it by this?
Yes, of course.
I will watch any Jurassic Park movie before I will watch most other movies. So I might shit on stuff, but it's out of love.
I mean, that's how I feel about Star Wars, so I get you.
Yes.
Like, I know that Star Wars is not good, but I'll watch it before I watch anything else.
Yeah.
Like, my least favorite Star Wars is still better than all of the other movies.
That's the thing. Yes. Yes. All right. Well, what are we loving this week?
I want to go first.
Okay.
Adam Driver on John Oliver.
Yes.
Yes.
I've been watching that video for like 2 days straight. And it just, for those of us who don't know, John Oliver on Last Week Tonight this whole year has been having this ongoing bit where he just wants Adam Driver to demolish him in increasingly violent and sexual ways.
Step on me, you giant water buffalo. Burn me to the ground, you redwood of...
You fuckable redwood. Shatter my knees, you untamed beast. Tie my fingers into a square knot. Oh my god. So, and then the bit finally ended on the season finale where Adam got Adam to come on and yell at John Oliver. Like, that's my new favorite ship, Adam Driver.
Yes.
Being the daddy, like the Dom. John Oliver's bratty sub.
Oh my gosh. I read a Raylo that was inspired by that.
If you're not, why aren't you sending it to me?
Because I read it in the middle of the night. I'll send it to you today.
Please. Oh my gosh. But yeah, that gave me all of the serotonin that I needed for like the next week.
Yes.
Like, and he looked.
I know.
He's wearing a nice sweater that's made him look so good. And his, who did his makeup and hair? I swear to you.
His wife was like, get out of my house. We have been quarantined for forever.
I know. I think he still was doing it from.
Yeah, it looked like his apartment. I mean,
he's, no,
he's,
I don't know.
Still, well, been, he's filming.
Like, in the middle of filming.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Filming.
This
in
is
France,
one of the first
that.
Like things that he's given the rats.
The rats.
You know, it was like this. There have been a couple of paparazzi photos. Why do I feel like I said that word wrong?
Because you said paparazzi instead of paparazzi.
Really struggling.
Because no, I'm just imagining like golden retrievers taking pictures of Adam Driver, and that's like everything.
That is everything I want. There have been a couple of paparazzi photos that came out relatively recently, but like this is the biggest thing, and everyone's going crazy.
I know, it's so great.
It's the best. It's so good.
Look outside the world, you fucking Mr. B cosplay.
It's wonderful.
Adam Driver is right and hot and massive, but mostly right.
Yes.
What a fucking line.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes. My God. I'm so happy that I live today.
What a day to be alive.
Yeah. What a day. What a day to be alive.
Sarah, what are you loving?
I love that I got it was a good package week for Sarah.
Yeah.
So she got I hate people who talk in third person. I just totally did it.
No, it's incredible. My principal does it. It's fabulous.
I got some refill on skincare, and then I got my Kinder Beauty box, which
Kinder Beauty.
It's Kinder Beauty Box. It's a subscription box for vegan skincare and like beauty products. And I love it. And so I got that. And then I got my new order of candles. So, listeners, I'm referring to the nerdy candles we've talked about off and on throughout
yes.
our podcast. So I got an eight.
How's the, we could plant a house, we could build a tree.
Smells like nougat. Like a like a Snickers.
Delightful.
Or a Milky Way. I'm not getting a lot of the
That's
peanut
amazing.
Butter. I had Drew smell it because I was like, you eat a lot of candy and processed food. Please tell me what this smells like. And she's like, it smells like that fake chocolate smell. But it's for me, it like seems really reminiscent of like a nougat. I don't know why. I'm wondering if I burn it, if I'll get some of the peanut butter smell, because it's supposed to be peanut butter and chocolate on warm waffles.
Oh my gosh.
But right now I'm only getting chocolate. Like a fake chocolate
smell.
I mean,
that's just the Waffle House.
Yeah. So, but I got the 8 ounce of Ray. I'm so excited because I was already out of my other one. And then I got an 8 ounce of Hades. Also, update, Mandalorian candles are live on Fandom Focus Creation. So please
oh
go
God.
Buy them.
Oh my yes. God. On a side note, have you guys know the brand ColourPop for makeup?
Yes.
They have a Baby Yoda palette.
Fuck yeah, they
love
do.
That.
Oh, it's so cute. It's super pretty.
Corey.
So I am reading this book, Braving the Wilderness by Brené Brown. And it is so fucking good. Because you would not think you'd want to read a book on how to be alone during a pandemic, but it's actually perfect. And really awesome. Because it's not, it says like the quest for true belonging and the courage to stand alone. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to read this during, you mm-hmm. know, alone time during a pandemic. No, it's actually amazing because Brené Brown is magic. So
wonderful.
I recommend it for everyone.
At this point, I don't want to read any Brené Brown. Like, I get it. But, like, I feel like I've just been, like, you know when people are just, like, just watch the big James Bond mm-hmm. movie? And you're like, now it's Point of Pride, yep. and not? Mm. Like, that's what I feel like. Because yeah. I've been recommended Brené Brown in so many directions. But that being said, Corey, I am so happy that you have found yours.
I'm going to convert you at some point on both fronts, so, James Bond and Brené.
Actually, I did watch Casino Royale.
Okay, we have to keep going because...
Mariah, anyway. What are we talking about next week?
Oh my god. We are talking about the OG Starkid Productions. A very Potter musical and a very Potter sequel. You can find this both of them on YouTube. I'm going to be real with y'all. You should watch it.
Yeah.
However, they were filmed basically on accident in like 2009 with shitty cameras and no mics. So like the audio quality is very bad, but the quality of the everything is beautiful.
So,
so that is you got to watch
Please
it.
Watch
you
got
to watch it. So good.
And then so good. Watch everything else Starkid has done, which I actually haven't, but Mariah has.
Oh, I love Starkid. They're my favorite. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to the Drive Time Pod. We are a completely listener-supported podcast, which means we make no money, so give us some. If you would like to get into contact with us, we are on Instagram and Gmail, which is, I guess, social media. Who knows? And also Anchor at the Drive Time Pod on all of our platforms. We drop new episodes every Wednesday, but before you go, just let you know this is really hard in this pandemic, but you know, life finds a way. So get out there or don't because it's dangerous, but at least there's no dinosaurs.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Bye.